Hello and welcome to People in Profit. I'm Shappa Gamp, and this week from Davos, a special conversation about Nigeria's economy, its trade policies, how it's trying to attract foreign investment, and the end goal, achieving development outcomes. And for this, I'm speaking to Dr. Juwoke Oduwole. She's the Minister for Industry, Trade, and Investment of Nigeria. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, Shaw. It's a pleasure.
I want to start. We're here in Davos, and all the conversations have been about what's happened in the United States, about that change of leadership with Donald Trump and his particular view of global trade, protectionism, trade barriers, all of that. The United States is a key export market for Nigeria's oil and gas. How do you expect this change in Washington to affect Nigeria?
The United States has been a long strategic trade partner for Nigeria. We don't really expect a major difference. We expect to listen, to watch the body language, and to see the key appointments in terms of trade and commerce. But really, we've had good relations, and we expect that to continue.
And there's a key priority as well for Nigeria's trade policy. It has to do with diversification. A lot of your exports currently are oil and gas, primary resources. But it's a goal of your administration and the previous ones as well to diversify that, to have more manufactured goods, agricultural goods, be exported to foreign markets. In 2023, manufactured goods represented, I think, just under 3% of exports. How do you increase that?
So you're right. This is a big priority for us. We're working on investment retention. A lot of the manufacturers have told us what they need in terms of business climate review, and we've been working on that for a number of years, giving them what they need. Also in terms of investment attraction, because we need investment attraction to be able to double up for exports. So it's investments for exports. In terms of priority sectors, agriculture is a big one. We want agribusiness. We want market access into other markets like the EU. And we've invited just at the end of last year, as you know, we were in France and speaking to the French business community to come and farm in Nigeria and to take those goods, those especially agricultural goods, back into the EU market. They'll also have the opportunity of the African Continental Free Trade Area, which is 1.4 billion people as a market. And so really coming to whether it's in our free trade zones or just coming to manufacture in Nigeria would be welcome. And it will be a good and profitable endeavor for foreign investment.
You also mentioned the African Continental Free Trade Agreement area. It was signed in 2018, and now almost 7 years. The idea is, well, it's not just diversifying the kinds of exports that Nigeria has. It's also diversifying the export markets. And that was signed to increase intra-African trade. Where are we at 7 years on from signing that agreement? Is it succeeding in achieving this outcome?
So that's a good question. So the AFCFTA has been operational for 5 years now. We had the Guided Trade Initiative, which was a pilot and has over 20 countries that started trading under AFCFTA terms. We're not where we want to be yet, but trade has started picking up, and especially the big economies using AFCFTA terms is what we really need. Like, for instance, Africa is leading the way. The Digital Trade Protocol, if I go into services, is finalized. The annexes are ready. And this is where we're competitive. This is where our young people have productive jobs. So in terms of trading goods, and especially in terms of trading services, AFCFTA is going to help African economies to operationalize and catalyze exports.
I want to move on to investment and investment in Nigeria specifically and how to track that investment. I was reading the Rand Merchant Bank Investment in Africa report from 2024, and it was describing Nigeria as having enormous growth potential and saying a particular point of attraction was an improving business climate. What's been done in Nigeria to make it a place that people want to invest in?
So since 2016, I've actually been leading the business climate reforms, ease of doing business intervention. We've had over 200 verifiable empirical reforms. What we've done is try to make operations in Nigeria more efficient and more transparent, public service delivery in particular. So we've worked on people issues, we've worked on processes, automation, leveraging a lot of technology and infrastructure. So the key ministries working on road, working on rail, working on airports, seaports, working on projects like our national single window, which is an enabler for trade, working on our digital trade infrastructure, making sure that people know that it can really be a transparent system if you know how to use the system and what is available. So showcasing the reforms and making sure that the people who need to use them, and that's part of what we've been doing here in Davos this week.
Mm-hmm. One of the main challenges that the Rand Merchant Bank report mentions about investing in Nigeria is what they call political instability. And under that umbrella is conflict and armed conflict. There are a number of militant groups in Nigeria, notably in the north of the country. What do you tell international investors to reassure them about that potential threat?
Well, I acknowledge that we do have conflicts in the northern part of the country, but it's really been curtailed significantly. And where the business, where the trade is happening is so far from it, and we have many situations like that across the world. I think what is important to note is that there are businesses that are thriving in Nigeria and have continued to. We've taken on reforms in the macro environment. We've taken on reforms with monetary policy, with fiscal policy, and now moving on really strongly on trade policy and investment policy, investment business climate reforms especially. Mr. President has been going around since his resumption in office in 2023 and extending this message to world leaders, and some have also been visiting Nigeria. We're tracking the investment announcements. We're making sure that those companies were taking care of the things that they need so that those business announcements, those investment announcements can be actuality. So we're open for business. We're open for trusted business. We can be trusted partners. All investors and potential investors need to do is to communicate, get in touch with the right people. We're here to serve.
One more question about the investment climate in Nigeria. Infrastructure is a huge appeal for businesses looking to get set up in a country. Energy infrastructure is especially. There have been quite a few issues with Nigeria's grid system. Last year, there has been at least 10 power outages in the country, and this is because of underinvestment. The problem is, in order to attract investment, it's good to have a reliable power structure, power grid. So how do you get out of that conundrum?
By just continuing to do the work. We have partnered with Siemens in Germany. We've partnered with several other off-grid solutions, IPPs, pockets of power for industry. And we just continue to endeavor to do the work to make sure that we have enough energy to power the economy. It's slow work building infrastructure around the world. This is what economies everywhere face. We're determined to do it. But we continue to lean on where we're competitive, the area of services. The Nigerian GDP is already leading on services, as is the rest of the world. Services is really taking on a dominant role. And our youth are competitive in fintech. Out of 9 unicorns on the continent, 5 of them are from Nigeria. Whether it's financial services, we've exported services, the creative sector. So we play where we're competitive. This is where outsourcing of businesses, business services to Nigerian youth, where they can have productive jobs right from working in Nigeria, and services and English-speaking population, entrepreneurial, good time zone. So we have a lot of things going for the economy. For manufacturing, we continue to put in the hard work that is needed to grow the economy in that space.
And Nigeria's population and youthful population is obviously a huge argument as well. The end goal of all this, when we're talking about trade policy, when we're talking about investment, is to achieve development outcomes, is for people to have better healthcare, better professional opportunities, better housing, better education. How do you make sure that the benefits of the trade policies that you implement, of foreign investment, flow into these areas?
Fiscal discipline and coordination. For instance, the Ministry of Health has a manufacturing. We work with them to make sure that manufacturing for health is implemented. So we're using business to catalyze impact, socially impactful investment. So I was speaking earlier this week here at Davos, and I was saying that we do want businesses to come in and make profit. It's very profitable making money in Nigeria. That the skills are there, the market is there. We also know that if you want to make social impact, Nigeria and Africa as a whole is a good place. There's no how you're doing your business model. You're affecting millions of lives in Nigeria, over 200 million people. And it's also a great place to focus on the planet for sustainability. So we have the arable land. We have a lot of things mixed into that demographic that can really be a win-win for everyone.
Dr. Jumoke Oduwole, you are Nigeria's Minister of Industry, Trade, and Investment. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Charles. It was a pleasure.
That's all for this week. Please do stay tuned to France 24. And if you want to watch more People in Profit, you can go on France24.com. That's it for me. Bye.